There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
With you,
Daryl
and Johnson.
We were talking about Cecil the Lion here, so if you want to call in about Cecil the Lion, I don't know about you, but my Facebook page has been blowing up with it. We're more than happy to take your call. The number is 855-450-3733.
And you don't have to call about the stupid lion.
You don't have to.
Or the dentist.
Cecil's.
We have to keep mentioning that he's a dentist, right? Like, it's in the contract.
Every time you talk about this guy, you have to say dentist.
Cecil's Seashells by the Seashore, something like that.
855-450-FREE. But let's go to the phones. We got Keith calling in. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Is this Keith, the Liberty Activist of the Year, as rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
Like five years ago.
That's right. Yeah. I was just listening to one of your ads, and it was about something we can do right now as an alternative to Obamacare, a way to get health care.
Okay. I want to hear that.
Can we call it by its proper name, the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act?
Why do we call it Obamacare? Then people know what it is.
How about Obamacare less? But so that's a great way to get around Obamacare to get this protection. But ideally, we would like to opt out of Obamacare completely. And there's a way to do that. The Kansas Secretary of State just sent a letter to 94 congressional Republicans telling them how to end Obamacare in their state. And it's called the Health Care Compact.
Why not just repeal the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act?
Right. Because you can't do that.
You can't do that while Obama's president. That's the issue.
If you get veto-proof majorities, then you can do that.
That's a long way off, and why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to do something in your state if you can?
Exactly. So you can do it right now with the Health Care Compact.
Right. The Health Care Compact thing would still
It
would still have the requirement that you have health insurance. If you don't have it, the IRS would still fine you. If you don't pay the fine, you would still go to jail.
Let me hear. Hold on, Keith. I have no idea what he's rambling on about.
That's a great question. So the Health Care Compact is a compact between two states or more. It's called an interstate compact. For example, there's things called bills or amendments. This is another way to change the federal government. And it actually enables the states to opt out of all healthcare regulations. So tens of thousands of pages of regulations, the states completely opt out of, including every single page of Obamacare legislation.
And what about FDA regulations?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, what about FDA regulations?
Not FDA. It doesn't cover that.
Okay, then it's not every healthcare regulation.
Oh, come on.
You are correct.
A lot of people want to opt out of this Obamacare thing. I mean, you don't want to take steps to a freer world, man?
I want a freer world. You know
just
that.
Just admit it, Daryl. You've got a problem with the fact that Keith works within the Republican system. You're a third-party guy, and it just
I've got a problem that basically he wants to force Romneycare down everybody's throats.
How is this Romneycare?
So because it is having all of the stuff handled at the state level instead of national, which is what Romney did in Massachusetts.
Keith?
Right. So it would enable the states to remove all state and all federal health care regulations, creating a pure free market system of health care.
Except for FDA regulations, which do not create a free market thing. So as long as the FDA exists, you cannot have a free market in healthcare.
That just basically what the FDA does is slows down drugs from coming into the marketplace. Is that correct?
They slow it down. Sometimes they outright prohibit a drug from being in the marketplace.
Sure, that's kind of their point of them is to prohibit a certain amount of drugs, the ones that don't work or whatever. FDA is certainly not optimal, but there are a lot of regulations beyond the FDA's regulations.
Right, and I'm not trying to say that there's not, but under current FDA regulations, if I say that a glass of water will cure your dehydration, I can go to federal prison because the FDA never approved the statement, water cures dehydration.
Excellent. We know that the FDA has some crappy rules surrounding health care.
Question. Would you prefer Governor Ian Freeman being in charge of health care policy in New Hampshire, or would you prefer unelected bureaucrats in D.C., which are currently in control?
I don't want anybody in control of the health care system.
Congratulations, you don't get that. So, Keith, I think this sounds exciting. How can people get involved?
Absolutely. You can learn more at healthcarecompact.org, but we're actually going to, in the state of New Hampshire, where all of us exist right now, there's going to be a big event on October 3rd. So I'll definitely give you more information about that. And I'll send you the letter that the Kansas Secretary of State wrote encouraging people to opt out of Obamacare through a legal means called the Interstate Compact with the Healthcare Compact.
Healthcarecompact.org, you said?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, Daryl, I'd talk about this right now, but I can see you're highly activated. You know, you're just going to be all upset that this isn't free enough for you. And, you know, I'll take my baby steps where I can get them.
I don't see this as a baby step in the right direction. It's a baby step, but not in the right direction. Like, this is a baby step sideways, almost to the stairs.
Repealing all federal...
But it's not repealing. It has the potential. That's the word. Potential to repeal.
I would rather have the New Hampshire legislators deciding which regulations they're going to keep from the federal
government. I would rather just repeal the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
You know what? I would rather Washington, D.C. was sawed off and shoved out into the Atlantic Ocean, but nobody has given me that option, okay? I'd like to work within the options that we appear to have and, you know, use the systems that look like they're going to, that have momentum. That's all we got, man. Let's go back to talking about Cecil the Lion.
Just before we move on, I agree with both of you or whatever, you know, on this sort of situation. Like, if these Republicans want to spin their wheels and do this, like, basically non-freedom option and you know, like, we want to take a baby step, but, you know, like, I agree with Daryl on this. Like, I think it's nonsense. It's not really freedom. But then on the same, you know, side of that coin, you know, I also take the more free option of, I'm just not paying.
Well,
that's where I'm at. I'm not involved in Obamacare, and I'm not going to be. You want to force me? Well, you better get your men's with guns, you know, polishing them, because I ain't paying.
Well, when it comes to health care, for me, health care coverage, I should say, for me it's kind of like the seatbelt laws. I choose to wear a seatbelt not because there is a law, but because I wish not to be catapulted out the front of my car.
Sure.
And if I choose to get health insurance, it's not because the government makes me do it. It's because I want to have health care coverage.
Yeah.
And I've had it in the past. I don't have it at this moment in time, but I hope to have it again in the future. But I'm 44. You're significantly younger than
right.
I am. I also have a family and a wife, and, you know, the chances of me having to pay for health care are higher than they are for you.
I don't know that it's all that significant. I look a lot younger than I actually am. I mean,
I don't know.
We're just beyond, a high school, you know.
5 years difference? Okay. Well, anyway, let's talk about Cecil the Lion here. I want to get through this article that we've been covering. This is from Gizmodo.com, talking about the...
dentist. He's a dentist.
The dentist! Got to say dentist. The lion murderer, Walt Palmer, has done more for conservation than you have. And they're going and sort of making the points individually. And it's a much more rational thought process around this lion killing or hunting in general than mostly what I've seen on Facebook today. So there's also the hunting for population control argument. You see, our own population is out of control, so much so that we've altered the natural world almost completely to the point where it can't exist without our intervention. Nearly every large animal is now subject to the management subject to a management plan, where its numbers need regular thinning to ensure environment is able to support the population and to foster genetic diversity in that population. Sure, the Department of Wildlife Services could unceremoniously cull numbers, and it does in vast quantities of animals. But why spend tax money on it when hunters will actually pay you to do the same? The number of hunting tags issued per animal in each state and region is specifically pegged to the population control and the fees from them to contribute to conservation efforts.
Yeah, but anti-hunting people are delusional nutbags.
A lot of times they haven't spent any time talking about it.
They don't spend a lot of time thinking.
They like the pictures
being
of the
logical. It's all about emotion. Blah! Hunters are killing the animals! You killed Bambi!
855-450-3733. Are you an emotional nutbag that wants to call in and talk about this? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We're talking about Cecil the Lion here. poor Cecil, apparently was killed in a pretty ignominious fashion. Bow shot, and I think it was 40 hours. I haven't.
That's what the USA Today confirmed, was they had to track this thing for over 40 hours.
Yeah, that's a heck of a long time to track somebody, track an animal. But
right, but again, it goes back to the question that Johnson was asking of, were they using GPS or were they actually out there in the bush looking for blood trail and footprints? Because that's two totally different types of tracking.
Yeah. And also, I'm, you know, to some extent, you've got to kind of say, you know, where does one draw the line as far as a person hunting their food? Or, you know, obviously in this case, they didn't hunt the food, but something ate it. And I don't know. I mean, I can come down either way on the Cecil the Lion thing. I think that largely the baiting the lion and take him off the reservation is the biggest problem that I've got. Nonetheless, you can coordinate with all kinds of groups, hunting and otherwise, if you have Cell 411.
Yes, so Cell 411 is a decentralized micro social network that allows users to manage, create, and respond to alerts and emergencies in real time. And in theory, if you are being hunted, you could send out such a notice. If you're coordinating a hunt, then Cell 411's not really used for that. You can create an unlimited number of cells or groups of users to alert in case of emergencies. If you get pulled over by police, need medical help, or if your car breaks down, you can alert a trusted group of friends or a trusted friend with your exact GPS coordinates to receive help. You will be able to know who is responding and coming to help and how far away they are. It's perfect for activists, neighborhood watchers, medical workers, and any other type of emergency responder or user concerned with police brutality problems. Send alerts in real time with your exact location or respond to alerts in real time. You will receive detailed directions to the location where your friends are located and who need help. Cell 411.
So,
stupid Apple hasn't approved it yet.
Well,
yeah, it's in the Google Play Store. It's not yet approved for Apple.
When it comes to Cecil the Lion, as I understand it, the folks in Zimbabwe, there isn't as big of an uproar about Cecil there as there is here in the United States.
Because they don't have the internet?
I don't know, you know, what the specific reasons are. But, you know, for instance, I can tell you that your love of wildlife, your concern for their well-being, ends when, say, a mountain lion's chewing your throat out. And large animals, especially predators, you know, predators that will kill humans, like lions will.
Grizzlies. Hey, have you ever seen the documentary Grizzly Man?
I don't think I have, no.
It's about this guy, Timothy Treadwell, who went and lived in some Alaskan wilderness reserve with the grizzly bears. And he thought that the grizzly bears had accepted him as one of their own. And he wound up getting his head chewed off by a grizzly. And you can hear in the video, unfortunately you can't see the video because the lens cap wasn't removed, but you can hear part of the video that's been released by the family where he's still trying to, like, talk to the grizzly, like, "You shouldn't chew my head, grizzly! Come on, just put me down!" Like, he's still trying to talk lovingly to the grizzly bear that is killing him.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine that didn't go well for him, sorry to say. I don't think the grizzly's wrong or anything like that. I'm just saying that, you know, when you have one large predator, humans, living in close proximity to another large predator, lions, there's going to have to be a, you know, some kind of, like,
understanding.
Control. Yeah, and,
you know, there's a show that, like, something like, "I shouldn't have survived" or "I shouldn't be alive."
I love that show.
Well, there was one episode of that where a guy was attacked by a bear and he survived and talks about it, and his face is all jacked up because the bear basically ate half his face off.
Yeesh.
And he just talks about that. It was just,
Let's talk to Andy calling in from Buffalo. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yo, King Mark. As a loyal subject to reason, I kind of wanted to talk about last night when you were discussing, and I was hoping Ian would be on, but that someone against border control couldn't be libertarian.
Yeah, I don't think I took that position, right?
Right, Ian did.
Yeah.
And
wait, what? Ian's of the opinion that in order to call yourself a libertarian, you must be libertarian on every issue every time, which, of course, we have another term for that. We call it voluntary.
No, wait, you're saying that Ian took the stance. What it sounded like you just said is that Ian took the stance that if you're against border control, you're not a libertarian, which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, if you're for border control,
you're
not
for border control. Right.
So you're for using a governmental body, setting up and establishing a governmental body, taxing people, and basically stealing money from people in order to set up an imaginary line that people can't cross. And that's libertarian?
No. What I'm for is, let's say that, Mark, you know, you have your pig farm, your,
yep,
you know, whatever you have. And let's say that we have two people who live next door to each other and they herd sheep and they agree, okay, we're going to share our property and we're going to allow sheep to graze on it. And let's say that a cattle farmer moves in behind us and all of a sudden his cattle start coming onto the sheep farm. Do we have the right to say, no, this land is for our sheep to graze on, and we've agreed that,
yeah, I think that
this...
The question is whether or not you actually own the land. And in the scenario that you gave, it's two neighbors that own the land, and they let their sheep graze on the land that they both own. And,
right,
yes, I would say that those two property owners have a legitimate right to say who is and is not allowed on their property. Now, the question, and I realize that you're trying to draw a comparison to immigration, but not every inch of land within what is designated as United States of America has a private land owner. And I would not say that those sheep farmers have any right to tell the cattle guy where his cattle can go on land that they do not own.
But how far does the ownership go? Can the people of Texas say, we have set up a republic here, and we would like for everyone within our republic to agree to certain rules? Now, people in Mexico, if they want to come, they have to agree to certain rules. If they agree to those rules and apply legally and don't sneak across the border, they can come in. Otherwise, if they don't agree to the rules that we of the people of Texas have agreed to, they cannot come in.
Would you also apply that to anyone from Oklahoma?
Let's talk about this when we come back, because I think that there's lots of points to be had here, Andy. Please hold the line if you would. The number, if you want to talk about this issue, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or our username is lrn.fm on Skype. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. King Mark the First with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want. And Andy from Buffalo did just that by bringing up, well, the evergreen topic on Free Talk Live of immigration. I generally take the stance that, whatever the government gets a hold of and does, it's going to mess up. So I don't want it involved in things as important as human travel. So therefore, I don't support immigration laws and controls and those sorts of things. Andy is attempting to change my mind on this one, so let's bring him back. Andy.
Oh no, I'm totally torn on the issue because I am totally an anarchist. But it is one thing that that I really struggle with is as far as how do you set up your borders? Like I mentioned before, you know, if you're going to have two farmers that are next to each other and they're going to keep the cattle farmer off their land, how far are you going to allow people to collectivize, and then what are you going to do to stop it?
So property also, lines, I'd like to address, you made sort of two points that I think are really important. Property lines and the agreement of people within those lines about sort of the application of rules of as far as immigration goes. So an individual a family can own some property, or just a group of people can own some property, and the lines are clearly drawn, and generally people don't dispute the ownership of that land. In the case of the United States, the ownership that the United States has over the property known as the United States, the whole big area, is dubious. They claim that with the force of violence. Now, not to say that I won't use...
why I really didn't go towards the ownership of the United States. I said, how about the people of the Republic of Texas?
Right, but even in Texas, there's a lot of property that is not owned by any individual person that is claimed to be owned by either the government of Texas, or right now there's also a large amount of land that is claimed to be owned by the U.S. government. So that there's land that no one properly claims ownership of. So I would say that no one has the right to tell someone that they can't be on land that no one owns.
But what if the population of Texas swelled to the point where it was all claimed? Could they at that point say to the people of Mexico, you cannot cross this line?
I think that individual property owners could say, you can't come onto my property. But you would have absolutely zero right to tell anybody that they cannot come to my property.
Right. If I lived in Texas, I do not. But, you know, if the people of New Hampshire could decide for whatever reason, 51% of them could decide, and you probably could get 51% of people in just about every state to agree, no new folks, especially them folks don't speak right. You can probably get that to happen. But that doesn't change the fact that I should be able to have visitors to my property that I want to have come visit. And that the 51% of the people in a given geographic area should not be able to tell me who can come visit me. And
but
that
if a group of farmers that occupy the entire area along the border between Mexico and Texas say you are not allowed to come and stead on our property, are they allowed to then do that?
As long as they don't use the force of government to keep people from using airplanes to fly over that piece of property.
Or use boats to go through the Gulf of Mexico.
Because as far as libertarians go, we're supposed to agree that it's up to arbitration. So if the arbiters agree that, okay, this land is now owned by this collective of farmers. I mean, let's say it's spread across the border, and an arbiter agrees that this area of land is owned by these farmers, and those people are not allowed to, and the farmers agree, we don't want our land because we're going to farm it. Are they allowed to cross it?
Andy, if I buy all the property around your house, am I allowed to prevent you from leaving? And I shoot down every helicopter that comes by.
That's
Are you then
the
my
dilemma.
Slave?
That's the dilemma. Then am I?
It is not a dilemma. You cannot enslave people with your property.
Because am I now? Do I now own my property?
Yes,
because
you own your property.
Own my right to get to my property.
You cannot prevent somebody from getting to your property. There's things called rights of way, and people have to be able to egress and on and off of their property. And
that deletes your argument.
What do you mean?
Well, you said, can you buy up all the property around my property and prevent me from accessing it?
No, if my intention is to enslave people, then you can't do that.
How are you enslaving people in Mexico by just simply telling them you cannot cross my property?
You aren't allowing you aren't allowing them to take airplanes. You aren't allowing them to take boats and go around. You're saying, I guess just a bunch of other people that
No, you're just not allowed to cross onto that area. You can certainly go around it. I mean, people can certainly right now go take a boat from Mexico to Canada. They can take a boat from Mexico to Alaska.
And the question here was whether or not this is
from Mexico to China.
Yeah, but the question here is whether or not this was a libertarian thing to believe in or not. So, what you're saying,
can you as a libertarian believe in borders?
You can believe in property rights, which property by natural
law. Right, but can you collectivize those borders?
And that's where you run into a problem, was when you collectivize anything. Well,
that is the dilemma.
Well, wait, but here's the thing. It's not really a dilemma. Libertarianism is an individualist philosophy. It's not a collectivist philosophy.
Exactly.
So the moment you start to collectivize things, sure, yes. Can you collectivize property? If everyone agrees, if every single person on that property agrees, sure. But when you start having groups of people that are electing to say,
49% of Texas is really okay with having an open border and letting people go across, but they can be damned because we voted.
No, I'm talking about the collectivization of private property when you have a bunch of farmers.
But you aren't.
Next door to each other, and they each agree. Now, they each have their own private property, and I'm not talking about a 51% vote. I'm talking about a 100% vote where every single one of those farmers agrees. We are now part of a collective where we are going to, at 100% levels, not a 51% vote, not a democracy, not two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. We all agree we are going to have this property, we are going to maintain it, and we are not going to allow anyone onto it unless they agree to our rules. Now, those are borders. Are those libertarian?
No, they're not, because there's all kinds of extra things that go with it. A person from Mexico cannot travel to
what you were arguing with Ian.
Yeah, I don't know that you're right there, Mark. I disagree with you on this.
Okay, well, let me tell. If somebody buys all the property around my house, am I allowed to leave?
You shouldn't be in a place where everyone can buy all the property around your house.
Well, we currently have roads and stuff. you know, like there's private the state of
New
Hampshire.
Right, those are enforced by the government.
Right, and that's really the issue here, is the government, you almost never have a situation where somebody's actually hemmed in and cannot travel by private property because, you know, but the state throws off
right.
this scenario.
Right, I guess my point was basically just Ian, you know, and I'll probably call back in when he's on, the fact that he is saying that you cannot be libertarian and agree that you can have borders. And I would say that if myself and a whole bunch of my friends bought up three-quarters of Texas, and we agreed 100%, we owned our property, and unless you agree to certain rules, you can't
make it,
our property.
Make
we'll
a note, when you talk to Ian, make a note of that 100% ownership.
Right, and it's also incredibly not realistic to think that a handful of people could buy every inch of property along the Rio Grande River.
We're talking theory. And he's, you know, because a lot of libertarianism is theory. Theoretically,
yeah, but I'll tell you what.
What
commercials aren't theories. See you later. I got to go, Eddie. 855-450-3737.
Seven nights a week.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's 855-453. Well, it's kind of, I don't know if we've been derailed entirely, but I saw this article about Cecil the Lion. Seems to be the big story on social media today. And we just had a caller call in and talk about sort of property rights and immigration and how those things fit together. So, you know, hey, either one of those, fine by me. If you want to talk about them, let's go. 855-450-FREE or... potentially, you can call in and talk about whatever you want. Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest in cryptocurrency ecosystem. Bitcoinist is the prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech news as well. Bitcoinist has a very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics and a solid beginner's guide to Bitcoin and much more. Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies. From beginners to experts, it's bitcoinist.net. Let's go to Jonathan calling from Atlanta, listening via podcast. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up? Hopefully we can keep getting some callers in here so we don't talk about this stupid lion. That would be awesome. But I really want to jump on the bandwagon of bashing Ian again. I really, really wish you
It's
was.
Fun.
Yeah, it is. I really wish you were there tonight. Day after the border conversation, y'all went into a conversation on defining libertarian. And Ian was really getting on my nerves. But I want to discuss something that Conan said. He
what was it specifically? You need to sort of let folks know what was bothering you.
Yeah. Well, no, the fact how now I know every movement we need our purists, but just how Ian was just saying that unless you get every single issue right in his eyes, you can't wear the title libertarian.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it. Now I know Ian is 100 times the activist that I'll ever be, probably, and he's probably drawing more people to the movement than I ever will. But if you're going to draw these harsh lines on what a libertarian is, I think you're going to push more people away than you're going to draw people in.
So let me ask this question before you continue. How, what percentage should someone be in order to use the term libertarian? So if somebody is like 90%?
If you go off of like what Walter Block says when he, you know, he grades politicians, Walter Block won't necessarily say Rand Paul is a libertarian, but he gave him like what, I think he gave him like a 70% grade as a libertarian.
Rand Paul won't even say that Rand Paul's a libertarian.
Rand Paul has said that he comes from the libertarian wing of the party. I mean, come on, the guy.
But he
just,
also,
you know,
says, I am not
politics.
A libertarian.
Right. But I'm just,
he
I'm just
said that numerous times.
Said.
He said the media thought they could hang that word around my neck like an albatross. It's not true. I'm not a libertarian. I'm a libertarian-leaning Republican.
Okay, but regardless, I'm just saying how Walter Block has called him, or agrees he's not a libertarian, but has given him like a 70% grade. So, I mean, I don't really know
my
what percentage you want to go with.
My answer is
80%. I think that would be fair. I think that would be
fair. I've heard some people try to expand the word libertarian to be everybody but Barack Obama and Adolf Hitler.
Okay, fine. They can go as far as they want. I'm going to argue against it.
I mean, so will I. Yeah.
I would say 80%. It has some, for me, it has some momentum. So if you get an 80-80 on the world's smallest political quiz, you'll rank libertarian on the Nolan chart.
Yes.
If you get, if the Republican Liberty Caucus, when it was ranking politicians, it would call a politician that got 80% libertarian votes a libertarian. And there were very few that did, but a few. Now, I think it's generous in many cases, and a lot of times I disagree with these politicians on some major issues. I didn't like that ranking system, but they did use 80%. So for me, the number 80, eh. I like it because, and the reason I choose not to use 100% is we have a word for that. The word for that we use is voluntarist. Some people use other words to describe it, consensualist. They'll use the term anarchist or anarcho-capitalist and use a variety of other terms that don't have much meaning to me. But the reason, you know, libertarian means it's a wider tent. I don't believe it includes everybody who's libertarian on one issue, because everybody's libertarian on one issue.
Right. That's so, how Bill Maher is able to claim that he's a libertarian, though he advocates for gun control, strict immigration, and a bunch of other horrible things.
Bill Maher is able to claim that he's a libertarian because he has lips. And that's the only reason, right? Like, you can claim to be a libertarian and not be libertarian enough for me, too. And so I would love to have, conversations. I want people to identify as a libertarian. That way I can attempt to use tie-down methods. You say you're libertarian. You believe that the government's inefficient in certain ways. Can we agree that the government's inefficient in this area that you want the government to work? And if we can, is there a way the free market can solve this problem better than the government?
Boy, you know, it's this whole thing of Rand Paul, you know, I love the fact Facebook's new search. So I was able to just real quick right now, I just did a little search about posts that I've made over the past few years, posts by me about Rand Paul, just to see what I've been saying about Rand Paul, because I've hated Rand Paul for a long time. So I just wanted to see, like, what issues, you know, that I've been talking about. So, you know, Rand Paul talking about wanting drones within the United States borders to enforce security. Rand Paul talking about how he doesn't have sympathy for Manning, Bradley
or
Manning.
Snowden.
Or Snowden. Rand Paul assuring evangelicals that he does not want to end the drug war. Rand Paul supporting Ted Cruz and Jim DeMint and Romney.
And Mitch McConnell.
Hey, do you think the things that Rand Paul says are more important than
Rand
the way
Paul
he votes?
Endorsed Ted Cruz.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't support that either.
Yeah.
So, Johnson, I have asked you a question. Is it more important to you what Rand Paul says or how he votes?
Both.
Oh, definitely how he votes.
So when he voted for sanctions on Iran, was that a pro-liberty vote that
or
he
took?
Or
when he voted no on GMO labeling, or when he voted yes for the NDAA?
The most libertarian senator.
Yeah, and that's like saying that somebody has the least smelly poo.
I won the Special Olympics!
I would like to deal with the least smelly poo when we're talking about politicians. You know, I mean, none of them are going to be perfect, and the guy's running for office. So, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I've consistently wrote in Mary Ruard several times. So
feel free. Write in Captain America if you wish. Thanks for the call, Jonathan. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-7333.
I wrote in Mary Ruard one time when she wasn't even running.
She's, you know, I mean, I'm sure she's not perfect either when it comes to these issues. Whenever you vote for an individual, a person, they're going to let you down.
Sure, but you know what my lowest bar of standard is? It's going to be a Michael Bednarik. That's my lowest bar of standard.
I voted for him, or I guess I rooted for him. I didn't actually vote for him. I was disenfranchised in that election.
I want an extremely strict constitutionalist. You know what's a low bar standard for me? Ron Paul. That's a low standard for me.
Let's go to Chris calling in from Maine. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Chris, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Earlier you had a post, earlier today you had a post about transgender bathrooms.
Oh, yeah, we did. We had a Free Talk Live's Facebook page, facebook.freetalklive.com. You can get there easily, facebook.freetalklive.com. We posted something, I don't know, it was a picture of a bathroom thing, and instead of, it's like all genders are welcome or something bathroom, and it has a picture of a man, a woman, a baby floating in space, and this figure that was both... that appeared to be like half man, half woman from the figure, like, you know, just sticking the two together.
Right.
So what do you got to say about it, Chris?
Well, I mean, there seemed to be some concern about violence and stuff like that on the responses.
Yeah.
And I'd be curious. I mean, so many people are talking about opposite gender violence, but what about same gender violence, among other things?
Like,
you know, in a traditional situation, you know, woman on a woman violence or man on a man violence or whatever.
Yeah, I would think that if a transgendered person was forced to go into a, you know, say for instance, a man that dresses like a woman has to go into the men's bathroom, there's probably a chance of violence against that person. Hold on to you. I'd like to talk to you about this a bit more if you're interested, Chris.
Yep.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. What do we do about transgendered folks going potty?
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit strategicshelters.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.